Lesson 9. Sharing the Gospel. This lesson is designed to motivate us to share the gospel more effectively with others. Introduction. In the following story, a convert tells how she and her family were attracted to the church. Shortly after we moved to a new neighborhood, I was out working in my garden when one of my neighbors offered me a huge armful of tomatoes she had just picked. This was just the beginning of what was to be a forever friendship. In the months that followed, our neighbors proved to be the best friends we had ever met. They were not afraid to be too friendly and took our family in just as though we were their own family. We enjoyed the hot homemade bread sent over almost every week, the complete dinner brought in one evening when I was too sick to make our own, the beautiful pageant one summer evening in Independence with ice cream on the way home. We were always invited to church activities, but never pressured to go. When we did decide to go, our neighbor's sweet, dependable daughter came over to babysit for us and sometimes even refused to be paid for it. After I had had a hard day at home, my friend would ask me to come to Relief Society with her. I was generally eager just to get out of the house at that point. But in going, I found much more than a rest from household chores. The warm welcome the sisters gave me made me into a regular attender for almost a year before our baptisms. After a while, though, we knew in our hearts that we wanted a more complete life like theirs. We were then invited out to church on Sundays and began to go to the investigators' class each week. In March 1976, we entered the waters of baptism. Not long after that, we heard a special talk in sacrament meeting about a person who had been too hesitant to share the gospel for fear he might seem too forward, and the family had to wait 10 years before the opportunity came again. 10 years, I thought. What would we be in 10 years if we didn't have the church now? My heart swelled, and I could hardly wait to find our neighbors outside after church. "Thanks for sharing the gospel with us," was all I could get out. I wanted to say so much more, but I really didn't need to. Tears came to their eyes, too, as we all exchanged loving words and hugs, just as I know we always will for time and all eternity. Doris E. Hayden, quoted by J. A. Perry, Converts Tell What Brought Me In, Ensign, February 1978, page 43. Whom could you share the gospel with today? What did this family do to prepare their neighbors to receive the gospel? Why should we begin now to work with our neighbors? Sharing the Gospel, Our Call from the Lord. The Lord has repeatedly instructed His priesthood holders to preach the gospel and to invite non-members to repent and be baptized. While He lived on earth, Jesus set the example for us to follow. He invited everyone to accept the gospel. The last instruction He gave to His disciples before He ascended into heaven was, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Some of us may think that missionary work is only for full-time missionaries, but all of us who have been baptized have the responsibility for inviting others to accept the blessings of the gospel. The Lord has said, "Again I say unto you, I give unto you a commandment that every man, both elder, priest, teacher, and also member, go with his might with the labor of his hands to prepare and accomplish the things which I have commanded. And let your preaching be the warning voice, every man to his neighbor in mildness and in meekness." Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verses 40 and 41. Why does our Heavenly Father want us to share the gospel with others? He depends on us to share the gospel with those who have not heard it, so that all His children can enjoy its blessings. What blessings of the gospel do we enjoy and want others to have also? The gospel tells us that we are children of a loving Heavenly Father to whom we can pray for help with our problems. The gospel helps us to be happy in this life and live worthy to be with our Heavenly Father in the next life. The gospel enables us to have our families forever. Some of our friends and relatives may never have the blessings of the gospel unless we care enough about them to be effective missionaries. They may never ask to be taught the gospel unless we talk to them about it. It is true that being a good example of what we believe is part of being a missionary, but we should also find ways to tell people about our beliefs. The Lord has said, "For there are many yet on the earth among all sects, parties, and denominations who are blinded by the subtle craftiness of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, and who are only kept from the truth because they know not where to find it. Doctrine and Covenants, section 123, verse 12. Sharing the Gospel Effectively. Show visuals 9-A. Every member should be a missionary. Through his prophets, the Lord has commanded every member of the church to be involved in missionary work. President Spencer W. Kimball has given us some advice to help us fulfill this responsibility. Father, you are to take the lead. By working together as families, much great work can be accomplished. With your family, prayerfully select one or two families to friendship. Decide whom of your relatives or friends you will introduce to the church. Perhaps you could plan a family home evening with them on a night other than Monday, or participate together in any number of ways. Then, when these families show interest, arrange through your ward or branch mission leader to invite them and the missionaries into your home to share the message of the restoration. If you will follow this simple procedure, you will bring a number of fine families into the church. Sharing the Gospel Through Priesthood Missionary Service, Film Strip, 1975. Most of us want to share the gospel with others because of our love and concern for them. But some of us do not know how to share the gospel with non-members. We are timid and hesitate discussing the church with them. The following plan is one way we might bring others into the church. Prayerfully select a family. Show visual 9-B. Being a good missionary means being a good friend. As President Kimball said, the father should take the lead. If the father is no longer part of the household, the mother or other head of the household should lead the family. Pages 82 and 83 contain visuals 9-A and 9-B. We might begin by thinking of friends and relatives who are not members of the church. Whom do you know who might become interested in the church? Consider the following when selecting a family to friendship. Families experiencing a change in situation, new neighbors, new births, new marriages, recent death in the family. Families having positive experiences with the church. Those who just visited a temple or other church facility, attended a church meeting or activity, saw a Latter-day Saint TV program, are friends of church members, listened to the Tabernacle Choir. Families who are related to church members, part member families, relatives of those who have recently joined the church. Families and individuals interested in or curious about the church, those who ask questions about the church, talk positively about the church members, express interest in church beliefs or principles, are seeking a new religion. President George Albert Smith suggested, begin on the man who lives next door by inspiring confidence in him, by inspiring love in him for you because of your righteousness, and your missionary work has already begun. Conference Report, October 1916, page 51. Friendship the family. The head of the household should lead the family in friendshiping non-members. Each father is to teach his family to be a friendshiping family. How can we increase our friendship with a non-member family? There are many ways we can show our friendship for others. We can be cheerful, be a good listener, remember their names, do kind deeds for them, discuss their interests with them, visit their home, invite them to our home, go out with them for entertainment, and in other ways, let them know we love them. Introduce the family to the church. President Kimball has suggested that we choose a night other than home evening night to have a family home evening with our neighbors. There we can introduce them to some of the doctrines of the church. Other ways we can introduce them to the church are to give them a church pamphlet or magazine, give them a Book of Mormon, invite them to attend a church meeting, bear our testimony to them, or take them to church activities. What are some other ways to help non-members become interested in the church? Invite the family to talk with the missionaries. Show visual aid 9-C. Sharing the gospel is a rewarding experience. As soon as our friends are ready, we should ask the Lord to help us ask them to meet with the missionaries. When appropriate, they should meet in our home to receive the missionary discussions. How can we invite our friends to meet with the missionaries? One way of asking friends if they would like to know about the church is to say, "We enjoy being your neighbors. Would you and your family join us in a family home evening tomorrow night at 7 o'clock? Two young men from our church will give a presentation on how our church began." Here is a way to talk about the church with people we will likely meet only once. Ask the question, "What church are you most familiar with?" Or, "What religion are you and your husband associated with?" Make a statement, "I am a Mormon," or "My wife and I are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints," or "We are associated with the Mormon Church." Tell them your faith is important to you. "I think that religion is the most important thing in my life," or "It is important for my family to know about the church." Share a specific belief. "In our church we believe," or "In our family we believe in," or "In the Church of Jesus Christ." Ask a question. "What do you know about the Mormon Church? Would you like to know more?" Or, "Would you like to know about?" Or, "Would you like to take part in?" Page 86 contains the visual aid 9C. There are many ways to invite others to listen to the gospel message. We may mention something about the church that has interested them, such as family history, a youth program, or the welfare program. We may then ask if they would like to know more about the church. We should not be afraid that they will be offended, nor should we be discouraged if they do not respond positively. Many will say yes, but if they turn down our invitation, we should respond as if they had declined a dinner invitation. We could say something like, "I understand, John. Perhaps some other time." Asking the question will not hurt our friendship, and the Spirit will help us recognize when it is time to ask again. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Why should we not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ? In the following story, a recent convert explains how friendship led to his interest in the church. "Through work, we got to know each other very well. I really came to respect him. As we grew closer in our friendship, we would talk about our families and our activities, which led to the church. I could tell that it was the church that made him and his family different, in a very positive way, from most people. Soon, we were talking about some of the doctrines of the church, but never did he pressure me or preach to me. One day, at afternoon break, he asked me if I would like to know more. Our family took the missionary lessons at his home. If it were not for the real concern and the interest that the Brookses have shown to our family, I really think that we would not be members of the one true church and have the light and knowledge of our Father in heaven and his plans for us." Keith Noblick, quoted by J. A. Parry, "Converts Tell What Brought Me In," Ensign, February 1978, page 39. Conclusion. The Lord has said, "It becometh every man who hath been warned to warn his neighbor." Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 81. If we do as the Lord has instructed, we will help many people find the truth. One way of being a missionary is to set a good example. If we are setting a good example, people will often become interested because our lives are different. But example alone is not always enough to interest some people in the church. We need to take the first step to introduce them to the gospel. Non-members can be interested in a variety of ways involving them in a gospel discussion, inviting them to perform a church service, bearing your testimony to them, giving them a Book of Mormon or church magazine, inviting them to a family home evening. There are others. Methods vary from person to person, so we should be prayerful in our missionary efforts. Above all, we should show our love and concern for non-members as we strive to create opportunities to teach the gospel. The feeling we share with them matters more than the approach we use. People respond to love. One convert said, "We have to make friends before we can make converts. Those who join the church are often good friends of members before they join." Challenge. 1. Set an example for your neighbors and warn them in meekness. 2. Prayerfully select a non-member family to be taught the gospel, then friendship them and introduce them to the church. 3. Take advantage of opportunities to do missionary work with people who come into your home. 4. Share a Book of Mormon with a friend. Teacher Preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Assign a class member to share his experience in doing missionary work. 2. Assign a class member to share the story of his conversion. 3. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 9, Sharing the Gospel.